So here's your bonus technique for ditching shouldiness once and for all. You see, when we get stuck in the rut of I have to, I must, I should, I ought to, we're feeling trapped. We feel obligated. We've lost our personal power. Sometimes, having thought ourselves into that, it's quite hard to think your way back out. So I love to work with energy EFT, which helps to clear the energy blocks in the body, in the mind, in the emotions, so you can shift from I have to I choose to I get to. It takes you on a journey from obligation to choice to even feeling gratitude. I'm going to talk you through the process. Once you understand it, you can run it yourself. The key here is to listen to what's happening inside. So I'm going to use the statements with you to set up the process. But if your statements need to change and transform before I change them, just go for it. Okay? Let the process become your own. So we're going to do 3 rounds of tapping. I'm going to talk you through where to tap. And I'm going to remind you to breathe and suggest the phrases you might like to say. So I'd like you to start with your hands over your heart and just take deep sighing breath in through the nose. Just letting go of any tension, just arriving back here in the moment. And another one. And one more. Just letting the shoulders relax. Feeling your feet on the ground, feeling grounded. And I'd like you to think of something that you've been telling yourself shouldness stories about. I have to, I must, I ought to, I should. And I'm going to give you a statement, and I want you just to have a keyword for whatever that is to add to the end of this statement. So we're going to work with I have to. But if the phrase that's coming up for you is I should do it, or I ought to do it, or I must do it, that's fine. You go with that. So keeping your hands on your heart, I have to do it. I have to do it. Now taking your writing hand and tapping the crown of your head at kind of this speed. Yeah? Tapping the crown of your head, I have to do it. Breathe in. And breathe out. Tapping the center of your forehead, I have to do it. Remember to breathe. Tapping the inside corner of your eyebrow, I have to do it. Tapping the outside corner of your eye, I have to do it. Tapping the bone on the eye socket just under your eye, I have to do it. And tapping your top lip under your nose, I have to do it. Tapping just below your bottom lip in that kind of groove bit above your chin, I have to do it. And tapping just under the middle corner of your collarbone, I have to do it. Feeling yourself letting go of the need to have to do it as you're tapping. And now you're going to tap in turn each of the nails on your non-writing hand. And you're going to do this at the base on the corner that's closest to your body as you look at your hand from above. So starting with tapping the thumbnail, I have to do it. I have to do it. Moving to the index finger, I have to do it. And maybe your feeling is softening by now, in which case you might like to shift to it's okay to let go of have to. Moving to the nail on the middle finger, the bottom of the nail at the corner nearest your body as you look at the hand from above. It's okay to let go of have to. The ring fingernail, it's okay to let go of have to. The little finger, it's safe to let go of have to. And then moving your tapping to the karate chop point on that hand. It's okay to let go of have to. And the final point on this round is that there's a little indentation between the knuckle at the base of your little finger and your ring finger. If you move slightly, about a centimetre into your hand from there, there's a kind of a hollow, gently massaging that point. It's okay to let go of have to. Bring your hands back to your heart. And this next round, we're going to do a bit faster now you know where the points are. And we're going to move on to I choose to. Whatever it is, that thing, I choose to do it. So saying out loud with your hands at your heart, I choose to do it. Tapping the crown of your head, I choose to do it. The center of your forehead, I choose to do it. Remembering to breathe, please. The inside corner of your eyebrow, I choose to do it. The outside corner of your eye, I choose to do it. Tapping under the eye on the bone of the eye socket, I choose to do it. Just below your nose, I choose to do it. Below your bottom lip, I choose to do it. That hollow just under your collarbone, I choose to do it. The bottom corner of your thumbnail, I choose to do it. Start feeling the freedom. I choose to do it. Moving onto your index finger, I choose to do it. And moving to your middle finger, I choose to do it. I choose. The ring finger, I choose to do it. The little finger, I choose to do it. The karate chop point, I choose to do it. And that massage point between the two lower knuckles on your ring finger and your middle and your little finger, I choose to do it. Bringing the hands back to the heart and feel what shifted. And the final round we're going to do for now, that you can keep going if you want to, is I get to. It's starting to allow yourself to feel gratitude for the experience. I get to do it. I get to do this. Tapping the crown of your head, I get to do it. Yeah? Center of the forehead, I get to do it. The inside corner of the eyebrow, I get to do it. The outside corner of your eye, I get to do it. Under the eye on the eye socket bone, I get to do it. Under the nose, I get to do it. Under the bottom lip, I get to do it. The middle corner of the collarbone, I get to do it. You won't find yourself yawning, by the way. One of the brilliant things about energy EFT is as the energy blocks release, you'll find the energy starting to flow more in your body. And sometimes that means you give a great big yawn. Sometimes the yawns are so big, it feels like one of those cartoon characters that kind of unzips their head and opens their mouth completely 180 degrees. Yawning is a brilliant sign. Don't suppress it. That is just energy clearing. I say the same to my meditation class students. Yawning is an energy release. Yeah. So tapping the thumbnail, I get to do it. Index finger, I get to do it. Middle finger, I get to do it. Ring finger, I get to do it. You might even find yourself thinking, whoa, actually, this is going to be good. I'm excited. Anticipation, I get to do it. Little finger, I get to do it. Karate chop point, I get to do it. That massage point on the top of your hand, I get to do it. Bringing your hands back over your heart and feel what has shifted in the last few moments. Allowing that just to ripple through. And if there's anything you've been carrying that had you stuck in I have to, imagine it's like a rucksack on your back that you can just gently take off, put it down, cut the energetic ties to and walk away from. Give your shoulders a shrug as you feel the lightness. And know that I choose to and I get to are there for you whenever you need them. And giving yourself a big thank you for taking the time to play with this process. With a smile on your face, give yourself a big stretch and go and do something lovely for the next few minutes. I hope you found this useful. If you have, please make sure you subscribed to the Inside Work Alchemy podcast on iTunes or wherever your favourite podcasts hang out. And please consider giving this episode on Shouldaitis a review to let people know how it helped you and to help more people to find it. And if you want the resources that came with this, or you want other friends to be able to sign up to get this meditation, it's at www.clareyosa.com/articles/shouldaitis. Thank you for sharing.